This is the Sakar Merli of the 13th of April, 2026. Essence, sweet children, you are becoming the masters of a world where there are no limits. It is a wonder how you claim the kingdom of the whole world with the power of yoga. Question, with which bond of the drama is the father also bound? Answer, Baba says, I have to come personally in front of you children. I am bound by this bond. Unless I come, the tangled thread cannot be untangled. I don't come to give blessings or have mercy on you. I don't revive the dead. I come to purify you from the impure. Song. Having found you, I have found everything. Om Shanti. When you children hear the words of the song, you should have goose pimples because you are sitting personally in front of the Father. No matter how many scholars, pundits and gurus there are in the world, none of those human beings know that the unlimited Father comes every 5,000 years. Only you children know this. Children say, whatever I am, however I am yours. The Father also says, whatever you are, however you are my children. You know that he is the father of all souls. Everyone calls out to him. The father explains, there is such a great shadow of Ravan. Not a single one can understand why they don't experience happiness from the one whom they call the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. They have forgotten. Only that Baba gives us that inheritance. The Father himself explains, no one can understand such an easy matter. The Father explains that he is the same one whom the whole world calls out to. They call out, O Kuda, O Rama. And while calling out in this way, they leave their bodies. That same Father is teaching you. Your intellects have now gone there. Baba has come exactly as he did in the previous cycle. Baba comes every cycle, purifies you, and takes you from degradation to salvation. It is sung, the purifier father of all. You children are now sitting in front of him. You are the most beloved sweet children. This refers to the people of Bharat. The father takes birth in Bharat. The father says, I take birth in Bharat. And so they would definitely be loved the most. Everyone remembers him. Whatever religion someone belongs to, he remembers the founder of his religion. The people of Bharat don't know that they belong to the original eternal deity religion. Baba explains that Bharat is an ancient land. So they ask, who says that only Bharat existed before? They have heard many things. Some say one thing and others say another. Some say, who says that Shiva, the Supreme Soul, spoke the Gita? Sri Krishna was also the Supreme Soul and spoke the Gita too. They say that God is omnipresent. And the whole game is his. All of these are forms of God. God adopts many forms to perform his divine activities. God can do whatever he wants. You children now understand how powerful Maya is. Today they say, Baba, I will definitely claim the inheritance and become Narayan from an ordinary human. Tomorrow they won't be here. You know how so many divorced Baba and left. They used to drive Mama around in cars. They are no longer here today. Even such good ones entered the company of Maya and fell to such an extent that they fell right to the bottom. Those who understood this in the previous cycle will understand it again. Look what there is in the world nowadays. Look at what you children are becoming. You heard in the song where it is said, we are claiming such an inheritance that we become the masters of the whole world. There is nothing limited there, whereas there are limits everywhere here. They say, if your aeroplanes enter our airspace, we will shoot them down. There is nothing limited there. This song is sung, but no one understands the meaning of it. You understand that you are truly once again being made into the masters of the world by Baba. You have been around the cycle of 84 births many times. You experience sorrow for just a short time, but you experienced a lot of happiness. And this is why Baba says, I give you children limitless happiness. Now don't become defeated by Maya. The father has many children. Not everyone can be worthy to the same extent. When someone has 5 to 7 children, and one or two of them become unworthy, they would spoil his head. They would squander hundreds of thousands or millions of rupees. The father would be a completely righteous soul, whereas the son would have nothing in his account, be penniless. Baba has seen many such examples. You children know that all of the people of the world are the children of the unlimited Father. The Father says, this Bharat is my birthplace. Everyone values his own country. If they leave their bodies in another country, they are brought back to their own country. The Father comes in Bharat. He also gives you people of Bharat your unlimited inheritance once again. You children say that you are once again becoming deities, the masters of the world. You were those masters. Look at what your condition has now become from what you were. This has become your condition while taking 84 births. The drama has to be understood. This is called a play of victory and defeat. This is a play about Bharat, and you have your parts in it. You Brahmins have the highest parts of all in this drama. You become the masters of the whole world. You experience a lot of happiness. No one else can experience as much happiness as you. The very name is heaven. This is hell. Happiness here is like the droppings of a crow. Today they are multimillionaires, but you don't know what they might become in their next birth. This is a world of sinful souls. The golden age is a world of charitable souls. You are becoming charitable souls, and so you must never commit any sin. always be very straightforward with Baba. The father says, from the Copper Age onwards, Dharamraj has been constantly with me. Dharamraj is not with me in the Golden or Silver Age. You have been donating and performing charity in my name from the Copper Age onwards. They speak of offering something in the name of God. By putting Sri Krishna's name in the Gita, they have written that they offer it to Sri Krishna. Only the One Father gives the return. This is why it is wrong to say that they offer something to Sri Krishna. It is all right to say that you offer it to God. Nothing can be received by saying that they offer it to Sri Ganesh. Nevertheless, I have been giving something or other to everyone as the return of their devotion. No one knows me. Now only you children know that you are surrendering everything to Shiv Baba. Baba also says, I have come to give you your inheritance for 21 births. It is now the stage of descent. Those who donate and perform charity, etc., in the kingdom of Ravan only give to sinful souls. The degrees continue to decrease. Even if they do receive something, that is only for a temporary period. You are now receiving everything for 21 births. That is called the kingdom of Rama. You can't say that that is God's kingdom. It is the kingdom of deities. The father says, I don't rule a kingdom. Your original eternal deity religion has now disappeared. It is now being established once again. The father is the benefactor. He is called the true Baba. He is giving you this true knowledge of himself and of the beginning, the middle and the end of creation. Baba is telling you this unlimited history and geography. The income is so great. You are becoming the rulers of the globe. They have shown a discus of violence. In fact, it is the cycle of this knowledge, but this knowledge then disappears. This is your main picture. On one side is the Trimurti, and on the other side are the pictures of the tree and the cycle. Baba has explained, they have written that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. Everything is completely tangled up. No one but the Father can untangle it. The Father himself has come personally in front of you. He says, according to the drama, I have to come. I am bound by this drama. It is not possible for me not to come. It isn't that I come and revive the dead, or that I liberate someone from his or her illness. Many children say, Baba, have mercy on me. However, there is no question of mercy, etc. here. You didn't call me to come and bless you so that you wouldn't incur a loss. You call out, O purifier, come. Remover of sorrow, bestower of happiness, come. Even doctors are removers of pain from bodies. Is this why I come? You say, make us into the masters of the new world of heaven and give us peace. You don't say, come and liberate me from my illness. No one can receive peace or liberation for all time. They have to play their parts. Those who come later have so much peace. Even now, souls are continuing to come down. They have stayed in the land of peace for all that length of time. According to the drama, those who have it in their parts will come. No one's part can be changed. Baba explains, there are very many souls residing in the land of peace who will come down at the end. This drama is predestined. Those who are to come at the end will come at the end. This tree has been made. You have to explain all the pictures, etc., that have been created. Many more pictures will continue to be made, exactly as they were made in the previous cycle. The details of 84 births are in the picture of the tree. The drama is also in the picture of the cycle. The picture of the ladder has now been created. Human beings don't understand anything. It is as though they are complete simpletons, buddhas. It is now in the intellects of you children that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of peace, is teaching you through this body. The Father says, I enter the one who becomes the master of the world first. You know that you truly become Brahmins through Brahma. These things are not mentioned in the Gita. The Father says, this one used to worship Narayan. He would still study the Gita while travelling by train. People thought that he was a great religious soul. Now, all of those things are forgotten. Nevertheless, he has studied the Gita, etc. Baba says, I know everything. Just consider who it is you are sitting in front of. It is through him that you become the masters of the world. So why do you then repeatedly forget him? The Father says, I give you 16 hours a day free, but for the rest of the time you have to do your service. When you serve yourself, it means you are serving the world. Make such effort that while doing everything, you remember the Father for at least 8 hours. You are now unable to remember the Father for even 8 hours throughout the whole day. When you have that stage, it will be understood that you are doing a lot of service. Don't think that you are doing a lot of service. Some give very good first-class lectures, but they have no yoga at all. The pilgrimage of remembrance is the main thing. The Father says, there is a big burden of sin on your heads. Therefore, wake up early in the morning and remember the Father. The atmosphere between 2 and 5 a.m. is first class. At night, souls become soul conscious, and that is called sleep. That is why the Father says, remember the Father as much as possible. The Father now says, Man Man Above. This is the mantra for the stage of ascending. Acha. You sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Be straightforward and honest with the Father. You are the children of the benefactor Father, and you therefore have to benefit everyone. Become worthy. 2. While doing everything, definitely have at least 8 hours of remembrance. Remembrance is the main thing. It is by doing this that your burden of sin will be removed. Blessing. May you be generous-hearted and become a great donor by being a bestower and donating at every second with every thought. You, children of the bestower, are not those who take, but those who give. You have to give at every second with every thought. When you become such a bestower, you will then be called a generous-hearted great donor. By becoming such a great donor, you automatically receive great power. However, in order to give, your treasure store has to be full. You have taken whatever you need, and all that now remains is for you to give. So continue to give, for by giving, your treasure store will become even fuller. Slogan: in order to claim full marks in every subject, imbibe the virtue of maturity. Aviat signal: imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. A humble soul can easily become a bestower of happiness. However, arrogance doesn't allow you to be filled with humility. If there isn't humility, service cannot take place. The speciality of a server is that he is constantly humble and bows down. Only then can he make others bow down. The more humility you have, the more humble you will be. When you are humble, there won't be bossiness, but spirituality. Just as the Father comes here with so much humility, so follow the Father in the same way. Om Shanti.